Welcome, folks. This is Chris Temple, editor and publisher of the National Investor, and I'm joined on this kind of infomercial, I guess you'd say, by my old friend Dr. Lee Warren from the Chicago area. He is the founder, among other things, of an organization called PLIM, which is an acronym that stands for Power Latent in Man. Dr. Lee, thanks for taking a few minutes tonight.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Well, both of us, of course, some of you already know this, are regular panelists at the Chicago Resource Expo. We will both be there along with a few other panel members and a number of really interesting story companies in just a few days coming up from when we're recording this. It'll be November 9th and 10th at the Marriott Hotel in Schaumburg, Illinois, and along with this recording, you'll see one or more opportunities to click and get the information on that and to register for the conference. It's actually going to be a day and a half this go around again. We're going to be convening at noontime on Friday the 9th. There'll be a lot of companies. There'll be a lot of information on the markets there. Companies will make presentations. Dr. Warren and myself, Mike Shedlock and Dana Lyons, who are two Chicagoland area investment advisors, and a new addition this go around, Dr. Thomas Graham, Ambassador Thomas Graham, who served four presidents, an expert on energy issues, geopolitical issues. That'll be a great show as always with our panel on Friday night. And then from noon, up from 9 o'clock until noon on Saturday, we'll have a second panel that'll have representatives of each of the companies that we're going to have at the show, and we really cover the gamut this time around. We're called the Chicago Resource Expo, but we're going to have companies there not only on natural resources, but real estate, medical technology, optical technology, lithium, you name it. There's going to be a whole bunch of stuff, and the site, of course, to get information if you want to just go directly there is ChicagoResourceExpo.com. But Dr. Lee Warren, I want to talk a little bit about what you do tonight. And one of the things that I like, and you don't even know all about this yet, but I'm about to launch a second website myself, which would be right up your alley, and it's going to be on the theme of building an economic lifeboat. And this is something that you've been teaching in the minority communities and really beyond that in Chicagoland and elsewhere, teaching people about monetary issues, debt, and so forth. So tell us a little bit about that and really the genesis of PLIM as an organization.
Well, PLIM was set up really right around 1990, and the goal is PLIM is to knowledge is power. And the scripture said, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. And it's a lack of information that's available to the masses, especially the middle class and lower middle class, on what exactly they should be doing in the various issues we are facing, both financially, medically, and psychologically and spiritually. So we are a holistic ministry where we deal both with the physical, the psychological, and the spiritual realm. And intending to inform people on what they can do and being able to make decisions based on proven evidence that's available to guide you through the various crises that we are facing this country on all three levels.
Okay. Now, of course, in the Chicago area, you acutely see it with a lot of what's going on in society there, the ravages of debt. Even people that don't live in that area know that the state of Illinois, I don't know if it's the most bankrupt one in the country, but it's darn close. And there's going to be some big cost to that down the road for mismanagement of public finances and all this debt, isn't there, Lee?
You're correct. We're behind California, I think. It's the second or third. California's first, and we're second or third. And technically, I mean, if you do the math, we're bankrupt. I mean, one of the main factors is the pension that people have been given and the lack of funding for these programs over the years. Now it comes time for the baby boomers to retire. The money is not there, and then you have a problem with the interest rates that most people are familiar with, is that currently the interest rate is 1%, and most current programs, I mean pension programs, need an 8% return on investments so that the pensioners can have benefits paid, or else the principle that's there will be cut into, and eventually the pension will go bankrupt.
And of course, they're all underfunded because of that. It's a problem nationally, not only in the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois, but everywhere, including even with a lot of private corporations. And it's going to be interesting to see how that is handled going forward. One of the things I liked that you said, Lee, about every aspect of man trying to improve oneself. I know that you are a big believer in alternative health. You are a man who has benefited from looking at health alternatives because you have defeated, it was leukemia, correct?
Lymphoma, the cousin.
Lymphoma, I'm sorry. And, you know, last year at the Chicago Resource Expo, we were happy to celebrate both that on your part and Rich Rodez, the founder of the Chicago Resource Expo, his wife Donna, who also defeated a form of cancer. So I know that's a big part of what you do, and it's really close to your heart. Tell us a little bit about, you know, I mentioned the theme of something I'm going to be starting, of building an economic lifeboat. You're really trying to give your fellow man an entire education, spiritually, health-wise, monetary-wise, of really how to rescue themselves from a sinking ship, aren't you?
That's exactly correct. I mean, you're dealing with vast monopolies that have really control of the legislative process, and also just the economic and pricing process. When you're dealing with the pharmaceuticals, people know that most of those, especially when you're dealing with cancer, that the radiation, chemo, and surgery, there is no cure for cancer. I mean, the way they address it, chemo doesn't cure cancer. It's not a treatment. And unless you turn to some of the natural remedies, you have a better quality of health and strong possibility of remission. And those are the things that people are not informed on, and as a result, things happen in terms of running up huge problems in the medical community. I mean, the health industry is just, the cost is just unbearable. It's not sustainable in the long run.
Well, right, and it's one of the reasons why, as a country, we have gone so far into debt as we have. At the same time, the world's most expensive so-called healthcare system, but one that really doesn't do a job. You know, it's all about cutting and burning and feeding an ever larger bureaucracy, and not really about healing men and women. Let's get back just for a moment. You know, we have a few minutes here left, Lee, to more investment or market-oriented issues. You know, when we have our panel each time at the Chicago Resource Expo, and folks, if you can make it next week, November 9th, Friday, the panel discussion starts at 7 p.m. after we have food and drink and so forth for everybody in attendance. It's great fun. The five of us now, this go-around, we'll be covering a wide variety of subjects, the markets, macroeconomics, politics, geopolitics, and you name it. But, you know, a lot of the people that come, as you well know yourself, Lee, kind of gravitate toward precious metals. And while gold and silver are not our salvation in the end, our savior, of course, is, nevertheless, they should be a part of someone's portfolio and maybe survival plan, shouldn't they?
That's correct. You know, most investment advisors advise between 10 and 20% as a hedge against the monetary reset. I mean, the debt that the world, there's never in the history of recorded history that the world's nations have accumulated such large debt that is unpayable. And we talk about on a national basis, and the consumer, especially America, it's unpayable. College loans and credit cards, it's unpayable. It just can't be paid.
Well, and it's what's interesting is that as time has gone on, this has increased geometrically. I remember, and I was very early in the financial industry myself, it's hard to believe next year will be 40 years since I started with a small financial planning firm where I grew up straight out of high school. But back then, we weren't even at a $1 trillion national debt yet. And now we're 21.6 or something like that. In the last 12 months, even though the headline deficit was reported to have been $779 billion, nevertheless, on a cash basis, the statutory, the Treasury's overall debt went up almost $1.3 trillion
That's
in
correct.
this
Almost double.
last fiscal year. If you did it on an accrual accounting basis, the total national debt increased by $1.7 trillion. And
That's correct.
you make a great point that forget about paying this off. The next crisis is going to be when these debts can no longer even be serviced. And then what do, Lee?
The only outcome that nations have that cannot service the debt, that means the interest payment that's on the debt. That means the big word is default on it and a reorganization or reset of the nation's debt. And that means that usually the currency is devalued 60, 70% easily.
Well, and that's
So,
happened numerous times in history. Now you and I both know, as students of the Bible, that I don't care whether you talk about anybody from Adam Smith on one end of the spectrum to Karl Marx on the other end of the spectrum, there was not a greater economist in all of history than our Creator. And he knew that the math never will work for an open-ended debt system. You have to have every now and then sabbatical years. You have to have a jubilee year every
that's
seven
right.
of those sabbatical years, the 50th year. Do you ever think that we would see any of the nations of the world voluntarily assent to a year of jubilee, or is it going to be messier than that?
I think they'll be forced to come together and just write off huge masses of debt, both for the nations and in terms of also the consumers. That means pensions will be reevaluated. Debts will be written off, and just a new currency set up to much like Venezuela. If you say Venezuela or Argentina as a 10, maybe a 4 or 5 is where we'll be. I don't think we'll reach rock bottom as crazy as Argentina or Venezuela, but just say a 3, between 3 and 5. That would be devastating to most Americans because most Americans have not seen anything like that. My grandparents came through the Depression, but nobody in the last 50 years or 60 or 70 years have seen anything like a 1929 crisis.
Well, no, and it's certainly going to
Sure.
be interesting, and it's going to be a judgment on our society today, and arguably how much softer and ill-informed we have become as a people to see how very little, relatively speaking, the average American is able to endure. Certainly not like your grandparents or mine. Well, Dr. Lee Warren, I certainly appreciate you taking a few minutes to chat with me tonight. Folks, this is just a taste of one of numerous subjects you'll get next week, November 9th and 10th, at the Schaumburg Marriott at the Chicago Resource Expo. Go to chicagoresourceexpo.com for more information. And Lee, real quick, tell folks how they can find you if they want to get in touch with you directly and learn more about PLIM.
They could directly get in touch with me, 773-509-8124. That's 773-509-8124. Or you could email me at leewarayah45 at icloud.com. That's again, leewarayah45 at icloud.com.
Great. And Lee, you of course regularly have meetings in the Chicagoland area for people that are in fairly close proximity that want to come by and learn more about you and join up, correct?
Correct. These are
Great.
all basically free. This is something to put some meat on you so you'll be able to sustain yourself and your family and friends in this crisis that we face.
Great. Well, Dr. Lee Warren of PLIM, which stands again for Power Latent in Man. This is a man that will show you how to draw that inner power and keep yourself healthy and wise to be able to endure some of the hard times we have coming. Dr. Lee Warren, thank you again for joining me tonight.
Okay, thank you also.